The MCAT Podcast, session number 7. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles on your pre-med journey, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information you need to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. And welcome to the MCAT Podcast. If this is the first time joining us, we are a weekly podcast dedicated to giving you the information that you need to help maximize your score on the MCAT so that when you apply to medical school, you don't have to worry about the MCAT being a red flag on your application. So this week, as always, I guess it's not as always. Up to this point, it's as always, though. Every week, we are joined by the same amazing Brian Snedeker of Next Step Test Prep. Brian is the Vice President for MCAT Content and Tutoring. All right, Brian, last week we talked about running out of time and how to start looking at fixing that. And we talked, you mentioned a couple things about highlighting passages and taking notes on passages. Let's talk about how a student, ideally, every student's going to be different, but an average student, how you would recommend them working through a passage.
So, Ryan, you said my favorite phrase ever, every student's different. Next Step does a lot of stuff. We have a course and books and tests and all that stuff. But at the core of who we are, the core of the Next Step identity, is that we're a tutoring company because we recognize that every student is different. So we don't believe in such a thing as the average student. For us, it's about each student needs to do the work to find their best approach. And so you can pick up other books or talk to other pundits out there who will try to tell you, oh, here's the blank method for doing CARS, as if there was only one right way to do the passage, one single way for every single student, which is total malarkey, right? There are as many different ways to be successful on the MCAT as there are successful students taking the MCAT. So the stuff I had mentioned last week, just in passing, the idea of taking notes and the idea of highlighting fundamentally comes down to this. When you take the real MCAT, you are only going to have three tools available to you. You know, when you're sitting there in the chair, in the cubicle, computer screen in front of you, shaking your leg with nervousness, there you are. It's the real MCAT. What do you actually have? Okay, they give you paper and pencil. So one way to deal with the passage is to make use of the paper and pencil. Jot down notes while you read. You have an on-screen highlighter tool that lets you kind of drag and select text and click a little button to highlight it yellow. So that's another way to approach it, is using the highlighter. And then finally, you just have your eyeballs, right? I mean, you're reading over the passage as you would read anything. And so some students prefer not to highlight or take notes, but to read very, very quickly and just focus on the overall main idea without worrying about the smaller nuances of the passage. So when we talk to our students, we don't say, you know, here's the one and only one Next Step method. We say, here are the three tools you have: reading, note-taking, and highlighting. Let's find your best approach by using these tools in some combination or permutation.
What does that look like? Do you have a student run through passages and say, okay, on this one, I want you to just read and let me know what you get out of it. On this next one, I want you to highlight and let me know what you get out of it. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more technical than that, but, you know, it's Ryan, you had mentioned to me earlier, you had done, worked as a personal trainer many, many years ago. And so, you know, being an MCAT tutor is not that much different, right? You do isolations, you isolate a muscle and really work it, with good form. And we do the same thing in tutoring. So we say, you know, we want you to only use the on-screen highlighter. You might be tempted to start skimming. You might be tempted to take notes, but just use the highlighter. And, you know, we'll do a paragraph at a time, and we'll have the student use the highlighter, and then we'll finish and say, okay, now why did you highlight that? What made that decision for you? Why did you not highlight that word? What does that word reveal about the author opinion? And let's talk about how you can catch a word like that in the future. And then you do note taking, and then, you know, you work through various exercises that isolate different elements of the reading technique, and then you start to synthesize them. You say, okay, now I want you to take notes and do the following. I want you to highlight and think about the main idea, until you find an equilibrium that the student is both successful with and comfortable with.
Does it look the same for verbal passages and the science passages?
From the outset, yes. I mean, the tools don't change, right? You have a highlighter, the paper and pencil, and then just your eyeballs to skim the passage. So that's the same in the verbal and the science. But for almost every student, they end up settling on some combination of techniques where approaching the sciences ends up being a little different than approaching the cars. And typically, you know, I can't tell you what the average student does because there's no such person. But I can tell you kind of what the modal student would be, the most common equilibrium point that I see most students settle on, which is for the sciences, we tend to want to read very, very briskly, focusing mostly on the figures and diagrams and being very, very sparse with the highlighter and actually doing more note-taking. Cause and effect relationships, little flow charts that map out the science. Whereas with the verbal, it tends to be almost no note taking and focusing much more on using the highlighter to capture the main author opinion and main argument points.
All right. There you have it. Working through passages. If you're struggling finishing sections of the test, listen to this podcast episode again and on how best to work through a passage so that you can maximize your time, maximize your effort as you are working through the MCAT. So I hope you got a ton of great information out of the podcast today. Go to the mcatpodcast.com/iTunes. Leave us a rating and review. I would love it. But you know what I would love even more? Go tell your friend about this. Go tell your advisor about this. What advisor wouldn't want to recommend a free podcast helping students with the MCAT? Go tell your advisor. That's the best thing you could do. Go do that right now. And don't forget, you can save some money on everything that Next Step Test Prep does over at nextsteptestprep.com by using the super secret promo code only given here in this podcast. It's MCATPOD. Again, that's MCATPOD, all capital letters, MCATPOD. I hope you join us next week here at the Medical School Headquarters and the MCAT Podcast. Don't you just love that ending? I just do air piano with it.